A recent letter writer raised concerns about Burnaby wildlife, especially those wild animals in Central Park that are being fed by, and accustomed to, people. It struck a chord with readers. Here are some highlights of the responses we received. Asterisk. Sadly, all the points are true about wildlife in Central Park. We have lived by the park for 40 plus years, and you would not believe the changes. The ponds were not occupied by birds year-round, they migrated. Then someone with all the best intentions started driving up to the pond each day, dropping off bagfuls of seeds. The birds became dependent on this food source and decided to stay. The rats also thought it was a great deal, they now thrive in our neighborhood. There used to be at least an equal population of chipmunks to gray squirrels in the park. Now walking the trails, the squirrels dominate and are not shy begging for food. As to staffing the park with a resident, ranger, it's a huge space to cover, and I feel the park users would not be concerned at all. Signs do nothing, the public generally feel they are not applicable to them. We've met cars on the walking paths, motorcycles, packs of loose dogs, the coyotes, the bear, campers and so many people who love this amazing space. We are very grateful to have this green space in our area. Hoping the visitors will let the animals become self-reliant. Ann Taranishi. I totally agree with the letter from Angela Fengler. Stop feeding the wildlife. People should follow the rules. There is a reason signs are posted. People should be stopped and fined if it doesn't stop. Carmela DiFrancesco. Loudspeaker sound off. Does Burnaby have a wildlife problem? What kind of behaviors do you see that endanger wildlife in the city? What's the solution? Signage? Fines? A park warden? Share your thoughts. Send us a letter.